actually wanting, being inspired and having a passion for something made a difference.
Today's guest is the youngest guest we've ever had on the show.
We don't always agree with each other, but it allows us to actually bring different ideas to the table so we can discuss different ideas and figure out the best solution.
11 years old, but incredibly bright, and he's going to talk to us all about leadership.
There's a fine line between being a leader, trying to get everyone to work with you and everyone be the boss of you.
The happy employee is a motivated employee.
Because if I am led, I can see other people's decisions and how that makes me feel.
Finley Suchley is the son of my business partner, Danielle, and he is the head boy of King's School here in Dubai.
I'm actually diagnosed with dyslexia and dyspraxia. I think of it as almost like a superpower. It allows me to be really creative, think outside the box.
Sometimes a different perspective could teach us a thing or two. Megaverse, the digital frontier of tomorrow. Megaverse stands at the cutting edge intersection of technology and imagination. It's a virtual realm where the limitless expanse of the digital universe unfolds, offering users unparalleled experiences and interactions. With its advanced metaverse platform, users can craft unique avatars, forge connections, and even establish their own digital estates. It's more than just virtual reality. Megaverse is an expansive digital civilization teeming with opportunities for both individuals and brands. From immersive concerts to revolutionary retail experiences, Megaverse is redefining the way we engage with the digital world. As we stand on the brink of a new era where the lines between our physical reality and the digital realm blur, Megaverse is poised to lead the charge in this brave new world. Dive in and discover a universe without bounds. This really is the future. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the podcast in partnership with Megaverse. More about them later. Today's guest is the youngest guest we've ever had on the podcast at the ripe old age of 11 years old. And he is going to talk about leadership. And why? Because sometimes us adults learn quite a lot and forget even more. And maybe a kid's perspective on leadership could help us understand what we're doing wrong and what we could do better. Finley Suchley is the son of my business partner, Danielle, and he is the head boy of King's School here in Dubai. And he's had an incredibly successful time teaching people about leadership on the back of great leadership lessons. And he'll tell you all about that today. And I cannot wait for him to share his wisdom, his knowledge, and his experience with you. So be kind to him. Make sure you leave wonderful comments so that he can learn, develop, and grow himself as well. Now, before we get into the episode, why have some of you not subscribed? What's your excuse? Look, at the end of the day, you guys are consuming this content. I want to make it better and better and better for you. The only thing I can ask you to do is to subscribe and follow. Now, that might seem like an easy thing to do. It might seem for you a difficult thing to do. I don't know. But the truth is, it makes a massive difference to us. That one small gesture from you means that we can go on and create better and better content, making sure that you listen to the guests you want to listen to, learn the lessons you want to learn, and develop and entertain yourself along the way. So please do me a favor and subscribe and follow to this channel. Right, let's get into this episode. Finley Suchley, you'll enjoy this one. So we have our youngest guest ever on the show. Finley Suchley is with us today in the studio. Welcome, Finley.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Obviously, you and I know each other. So for the benefit of the audience, we've been friends for some time now because I've known you since before you were born.
Yeah.
Because your mummy, what's your mummy to me?
Business partner.
That's right. Yeah. So Danielle's my business partner. But there's a very important reason why you're here today, because we want to talk about leadership.
Yes, leadership.
And I've been doing a leadership series where I've been talking to people that run big companies as leaders and learning from them about leadership and the kind of leadership skills, knowledge and experience they have. But I thought to myself, you know what? Do adults know everything? And can we learn maybe from young people? So tell us a little bit about yourself. So you're a head boy?
Yeah, so I'm head boy.
At which school?
King's School Dubai. I'm 11 years old. I was born and raised in Dubai. So yeah, I'm a Dubai baby. And I love leadership. I've always been fascinated by it and always been fascinated. Like, I remember going in the car with my mum early mornings and pretending to be sleeping while I was actually listening to one of her podcasts, whether it was like Stephen Butler or you. And yeah, I loved it.
Awesome. That's interesting that you were sitting there pretending to sleep. So give me an example of somebody that you think is a good leader and tell me why.
Okay, so I think Stephen Butler is a really good leader because I watch Dragon's Den a lot.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favourite shows. But I think that a lot of the decisions he makes is like the right decision. And I feel like he's one of the people I'd like to be like when I grow up. And another example of good leaders would be like the group of leaders at King's School Dubai. So we've got our student counsellors, we've got our head boy, head girl, and then deputy head boy, deputy head girl. And I think all of us, we work really well together. And we all have different ideas, which sometimes I actually think is really good because we don't always agree with each other, but it allows us to actually bring different ideas to the table so we can like discuss different ideas and figure out which we think is the best solution. So yeah, those are some good leaders.
Okay, well, you're head boy of King's School. Tell me what it's like. What does a head boy do? What's your responsibilities?
Well, so I kind of take care of like a lot of the students at King's School Dubai. So I need to do a lot of like work on student happiness and student leadership. So like I need to make sure that everything's happening and everything's working and everyone's happy with the way the school is. And then at the same time, I do a lot of public speaking. So I talk, a lot of assemblies I do and a lot of talks I do to like the school on things that are happening. Sometimes it's about good things and celebrating others. Sometimes it's about litter in the playground or things that is not, we don't want. So yeah, that's what I do on a daily basis.
Wow. It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and do you enjoy that responsibility?
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I can see that in your face. Okay, Matt, let's ask another question. Tell me an example of what you've seen or experienced as bad leadership.
Bad leadership, okay. So, actually, there was a good example where someone, I'm not saying any names.
No, don't say
that. Someone I thought got... There's a fine line between being a leader and just starting to have trying to get everyone to work with you and everyone be the boss of you. You're the boss of them, sorry. Someone that I thought got on the wrong side of that line. So in my opinion, anyone who's trying to be bossy or everyone who doesn't listen. So a lot of leadership is talking to people, but mainly a lot of it is you listening to someone because that's how you get ideas. You listen. So yeah, that's what I'd say. Bad leadership is not listening and sometimes being bossy and and also if you need to make sure that everyone's ideas is being included in like included. So you can't just think your ideas the only, because I've got opinion. Someone else may have an opinion. Someone else may have an opinion. So we all have different opinions. And I think we all have to find a way to make it work and that's leadership and not just talking over each other.
And really important, isn't it? Not to talk over each other. And so when you think about leaders, you're essentially saying they're good listeners.
Yep.
They take ideas from those people.
Yep.
They're not bossy.
Yep.
They don't have much of an ego, I suppose, either.
Yeah.
They don't tell people what to do. Yeah. They encourage people what to do.
Yeah, and sometimes I think that if you're passionate, it really helps too. So the more passionate you are, I think it reflects in what you're doing. So yeah, I'd say that too.
Okay. And why does leadership matter to you? Why is it an important thing for you?
Well, I've actually never got like A's or I don't usually get like A's. I'm not really good at like the spelling and writing and math side of it because I am actually diagnosed with dyslexia and dyspraxia. But leadership was really important because it was a way for me to not have to write, not have to spell, not have to, I don't really have to read. So it really allowed me to show my strengths in another way than just writing and reading and maths. Yeah. So that's why it's really important.
There may be some people listening to this right now that may understand dyslexia, but they may not understand dyspraxia. So just give me the differences between the two for everyone's benefit.
Okay, so I think a lot of people know what dyslexia is. Dyslexia is something where it can be, it can affect reading and writing. So sometimes it almost feels like letters and words are jumping out at you, and they just jump out and move to different pages of the different places in a sentence, which makes it hard to read and write, and sometimes you get your B's mixed up with your G's and your P's mixed up with your nines, and it kind of all almost seems like one bunch of letters and not a paragraph. Right. And dyspraxia basically is is to do with your coordination. So it actually can affect me when I write, and it can and sometimes it can be like with my hand-eye coordination. So like when I'm catching a ball and throwing a ball. But I'm really happy that I have it, because what I've stated there is all not necessarily positive things. But I'm really lucky to have that, because I think of it as almost like a superpower. Because dyslexia allows me to be really creative, think outside the box. And it also, research shows that it actually can encourage someone to be a good leader. So if you have dyslexia, you can, it's likely for you to be a really good leader.
It's interesting. You know, I compare it to someone who's blind. Yeah. They then have superpowers, which are everything but their eyes. So their ears become amazing. Their taste becomes amazing. What they can smell becomes amazing. Yeah. And so they then become so incredibly good that they become such a strength. And if you take what you said about dyslexia, you've got to use other things. If the letters are getting jumbled up, you've got to use other things, which is rational thinking, strategic thinking. You know, it's this kind of stuff. Is, you know, when I learn something, and I'll share this with you, and you won't know this, but when I learn with mummy, mummy talks to me when we have a meeting.
Yeah.
And as she talks to me, I'm listening to what she's saying, and it's going in here and it's going out there.
Yeah.
Every time she talks to me, you can't tell her this. No, but that's what happens. But the moment mummy takes a notepad or a flip chart and she draws me a picture, is the moment I understand it. Yeah. Now if I say that to mummy, for everyone that's watching, Danielle, she learns by talking to her. So I can talk to her and she processes everything I say. Whereas I can't process what she says. So I have a different way of learning to her. Now, does that make me better or worse or the same? It just makes me a little bit different in the way that I learn. We went to an event, a Tony Robbins event some years ago, and I was with your mum for a week, and we were in this great big ballroom with 2,000 people learning for the week. It was freezing cold in there. And every 20, 30 minutes, the music starts, they get everyone out of their chair and a bit of energy, a bit of bouncing around and stuff. And mum was saying, I wish they'd just get rid of all this music and this dancing so I can focus on learning.
Like something that she'd say.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't wait for the dancing. The singing, that's my favourite bit. What else is going on? Because I'm here for that. So it's interesting how different people learn in different ways. And no one's wrong and no one's right. They just take advantage of what they can. Do you know any famous people that have dyslexia, or any really successful business people that have dyslexia?
So I know a couple. I can't think their names. Oh, I know them.
I know somebody. Richard Branson.
Oh, that was one. Yeah, that's one.
So Richard Branson's dyslexic, and he's one of the most successful business people and entrepreneurs in the world. Yeah. So a famous dyslexic. You also have people that are, in different ways, have great skills as well. There may be autism or Asperger's and this different stuff, and it leans them into being, you know, exceptional in other ways.
Yes.
Richard Branson's a great leader.
Yeah.
Now, why is someone like Richard Branson a great leader? What does he do to be a good leader? Do you know? So Richard Branson believes, okay, that you should empower people.
So to be a good leader, he believes you empower people and treat your team really well. So give them lots of love, lots of attention, lots of time, and empower them to make decisions. And he says, it's not about making the customer happy. It's about making your employees happy. Because if your employees are happy, they will look after the customers. Yeah? And for many years, it was always the customers, right? Look after the customer. But Richard Branson says, no. Make sure the employees are happy. And that's why people loved working for him. Now, his airline, Virgin, would compete with British Airways. And the cabin crew would rather work for Virgin than British Airways, even though they were paid less. Because they liked the environment.
They were happy.
They were happy, that's right. They enjoyed where they worked. And I think a great leader understands that. So have you ever heard of Talabat, the food delivery company?
Yes.
Okay, so I had Tommaso Rodriguez on the podcast. He's the CEO of Talabat. And I said, what is it that you do? He said, for me, it's really important to make the environment that people work in really cool. Make them want to come to work. Make them want to do the best job they can do. So I invest in making sure the environment's good. Make their work feel like home. You know, it's that good. Always thinking about the employees, because a happy employee is a motivated employee. A happy employee will usually perform much better. And so these types of insights that we get, okay, can determine who a great leader is. Okay, give me some examples through the school, okay, and through the life that you lived. Well, first of all, who's the best leader, mummy or daddy? That's a terrible question to ask. Yeah. How are they different as leaders?
Well, my mum, she's an entrepreneur, so she owns her own business with you. And my dad, he works for a business, so there's nothing wrong with that. But my dad is an entrepreneur, and because he, in my opinion, he's a really good entrepreneur to those who are below him. So like he will tell, so he's really good at directing things to the people.
So he's a good leader for the people below. Leader. Not entrepreneur. He's a good leader.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a good leader, okay. He's a good leader, but my mum's an entrepreneur. Because she started a business. However, he's a good leader. So my mum's a really good leader, but she started her own business and she's employed her own employees to work for her. Okay. That's the main difference.
What your dad might be is what's called an intrapreneur. So an intrapreneur is someone that's helped build a business, but from working within it. Okay? That's the intrapreneur, so inside. An entrepreneur, as mummy is, yeah? So, mummy and daddy, different roles in different businesses,
yeah.
Okay? When you look at them as leaders for you at home, okay, do they guide you differently? Do you learn from their way of guiding you, coaching you, inspiring you? Is that different, or do they come together and do it together?
Well, I think that they work and they inspire me different ways. But what usually happens is they kind of, what they're both saying kind of matches up. Mm-hmm. So dad will give me a scenario about something that happened at his work. And my mum will give me a scenario about something that happened at her work. And most of the time I will be, and a lot of the time I can, the first thing I always try and do is like trying to match them up and see if they, and most of the time they're almost like the same problem. They're almost like the same, problems, which is why after dinner my sister will go and watch TV and they'll be like figuring out how to watch the problems, and I'll just be there sitting, taking it all in, watching all that and the
discussion,
like, yeah, and it'll be at like 10 o'clock at night and they'll be like, oh, Finn's still here. So I won't say a thing, I'll just be like
that's really cool. Tell me about your success in recent times in sports. Because I know that the you used to have some challenges, you weren't so competitive, and
yeah.
I heard recently you won many medals and awards at a sports day. So what, from a leadership point of view, okay, what has changed in that experience before and now?
Well, before, I'll be honest, I didn't really like sports. So I'd say under the age, which was actually pretty unique, because under the age of 10, I didn't like sports. Everyone else would be doing sports and I'd be like studying, but I'd like listening to podcasts. I didn't really find sports fun. But then this sports day, I actually don't really, it's weird because I won the long jump event and I've always just loved long jumps. Like that's been one of the only things I love about sport. And I won it and I was so happy. Like you should have seen my face. I was incredibly happy. So I think that kind of motivated me. So after that, I wanted to win the shot put. I wanted to win the javelin. I wanted to win it. It was almost like that had inspired me to want to, like, and I felt how it was to win because I'd never, that was the first time I'd ever won anything at Kings. So after that, I won the standing triple jump. I won the relay. I won two races. So I started being like, and every time I won, I was like, I'm going for this one next. And I just wanted, because I felt that feeling and I really, and after that, I kind of really like sports. So now I'll always be, when everyone else is practicing, and instead of me just jogging along, thinking about entrepreneurship or something else or what I'm having for dinner, I'll actually focus. And you should see my face in the last run. I was so focused. Like, I was like, I've got to win this. I was like, I really wanted to win it. And I think actually wanting and like being inspired and having a passion for something made a difference.
Interesting. Okay, tell me who your favourite teacher is.
My favourite teacher, Miss Bradstock.
And what is it about Miss Bradstock that you like?
The way she teaches me. So I've got my classroom teacher, which is Miss Summers. I've got my maths LA, like support teacher, which is Miss Rehab. And then I've got my dyslexia support teacher, which is Miss Bradstock. And I find that when I'm in class, I don't really understand what they're saying. I understand it, but I don't really understand the way they're teaching me. I feel like Miss Bradstock, she's been at that school for like 16 years now, and she knows how, she almost guesses how my brain thinks. Like she will even be able to like, she'll be like, oh, what did you find tricky in class today? And I'll say something and she'll have it write it down on my IP. So usually teachers, which is like independent target. So usually teachers would ask, what do you find tricky? And then they'd write it down. She literally knew, because I was dyslexic, what I found tricky in class. So I was like, I found this. And she was like, okay, good, I've written that down. And I was like, how did you know? But the way she teaches me, she teaches me in such a nice way. Mm-hmm. So she'll, so some of my teachers are just really, really strict. And some of them are really, really like, oh yeah, you can go to the sensory room all day. And I don't really like that because I feel like I need to earn it. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like I need to earn to go to the sensory room before I can just go. So that's what she does. So she'll, if I do really good work in the week on a Friday, she'll take me to the sensory room. And like, that's what I really like. So yeah, right. That's why she's my favorite.
Is she a good leader?
Yes, she is. She leads bit of what we call the link department, which is like the learning difference department. And she leads it so well. She's like, she knows so many kids and she leads it so well. She leads the children and the adults that she works with. So yeah, she's an amazing leader.
Okay, is there anybody else at the school apart from Miss Bradstock that you're like, you're a good leader?
Yeah.
Tell me who.
Her name's Miss McNamara.
Miss McNamara.
Yeah, that's okay. Her name. So she's actually head of year 5 and 6. And I'm in year 6 now, so I'm a head boy, so I work with her like a lot. And she leads the school and the staff, in my opinion, like a really, really good way, because she manages to, with the kids, she uses the right amount of carrot and stick. So if we do something really good, she gives us a reward, but if we do something not so good, she gives us like a tally or a punishment. So I really like how she leads the phase. And yeah, so yeah, big shout out to Miss Fentanyl.
Okay, good, excellent. So tell me something, Finn. What do you think you are going to need to learn over the next 8 years at school to become a really good leader?
So I think that what I would need to learn is that in my opinion, I'm quite a good leader. But to be a really good leader, I feel like I need the other side of the perspective. I need the other feelings. So I'd also like maybe to be led a bit more. Because I want to see how it feels, because I feel like that would impact how I lead. Because if I am led, I can see other people's decisions and how that makes me feel. So I feel like if that happened, I would be able to, I would be able to like work it out. I could like use what they said to make me a better leader.
Really good. Well, look, it's been fascinating talking to you today. Thank you for coming to share your wisdom, your ideas, and share your stories. To be honest with you, I just didn't think it was going to be this good. So I'm going to give you a high five and say, well done, Finn. Awesome. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.